Happy Friday. I'm Sarah Haynes, and it's time for some pop news, the top four stories buzzing online right now. Coming in at number four, Harry Potter fans, you're about to feel like you've taken Felix Felicis, which is liquid luck. Author J.K. Rowling has just opened the Chamber of Secrets and announced a brand new play called Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. The production will be an all-new story conceived by Rowling and two collaborators. So far, we know that it will not be a prequel, but it will tell an untold part of Harry's story, and it will open in London, of course, in 2016. Rowling also answered questions about why she chose to do a play rather than a novel, telling fans that once they see the show, they'll agree it was the only way to tell the story, and we can't wait. Coming in at number three, move over, Jay and Bey. You've just been usurped by Tay and Kay. In case you didn't understand, that's Taylor Swift and Calvin Harris are the new title holders of highest paid celebrity couples. Forbes says the high profile duo raked in a combined $146 million in the past year with several endorsement deals each, along with their hugely successful music careers. Beyonce and Jay-Z weren't far behind, making $110.5 million between them. Not shabby. And then the reigning king and queen of country came in third, Miranda Lambert and Blake Shelton, who together made $57 million. And my husband and I didn't make the list at all. Coming in at number two, Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman are more loved up than ever on their ninth wedding anniversary. I can't believe it's been 9 years. The star couple sharing a candid video with their fans following Keith's concert in Mount Pleasant, Michigan.
Everybody had signs wishing us a happy anniversary. Mm-hmm. You have no idea how touching that is. I mean, literally, I was trying to hold tears back. It was so beautiful. They were everywhere.
Yeah. That is so sweet. The happy husband also added that he should return to Michigan every year for their anniversary. A big congrats to them and Michigan. Coming in at number one, we must warn you, if you're sensitive to possum videos of a grisly nature, you may need to look away immediately. Because Bruiser Bear, celebrating summer just like the rest of us. A nice refreshing splash in the pool at his home, a wildlife sanctuary in Florida. Now the big dilemma of the day is it still considered skinny dipping if you're wearing a fur coat and still totally bearing it at the same time? I mean, I can't help myself, people. Be sure to tune in to GMA for more pop news tomorrow. For ABC News, I'm Sarah Haynes in New York. Have a great day.